This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
2020 Nickelodeon Hijacking. Written by Diamond Pup. The story. Nickelodeon, the best channel on TV and home of the best cartoon characters. However, this went belly up pretty fast. I was watching Nickelodeon through my neighbor's cable, and I noticed something off with the channel. When the Nickelodeon fish came in, it was in grayscale. It had the angriest look on its face. Then it went belly up like a dead fish. Then the Nickelodeon on its side changed into Neil Dolkin, written in blood. I began getting worried, since there were never any deaths depicted on Nickelodeon, and it scared me that Neil Dolkin is Nickelodeon backwards. Either way, SpongeBob SquarePants came on, but something was fishy, and I'm not referring to the gray Nick fish. For instance, SpongeBob maintained a blank look through the entire intro, and Patchy looked depressed. Then Patchy said,
"Hello, viewer. If you're watching this, Nickelodeon has been hijacked. You need to stop watching for your sake."
Was he talking to me? It seems so. All the characters had angry faces, like the fish had. Then they smashed the Nickelodeon logo to bits. I thought the break was over, when a piece of the K flew straight into the camera. It then went to a blank area with a blood red color, and the letters looked like they have been worn down. Then, it showed the Nick characters all together, saying,
"Hello, viewer. Nickelodeon will soon be gone. We're sorry. There's nothing we can do about this hijacking."
Then it cut to a bunch of dismembered characters, and the same destroyed letters from before. I saw SpongeBob's eyes and legs, CatDog's midsection and heads, the Loud family's heads, arms and torsos, and that's about all I could recognize. The rest were mutilated beyond recognition. Their organs were everywhere. I wrote a letter to Nickelodeon about this. Nickelodeon's reply to my letter: "Dear viewer, we are so sorry you saw that. Somebody broke into our studio and hijacked our channel. For what happened, we will create a bumper of the Nickelodeon fish and the characters giving their sincerest apologies. Then we will fix any damages done to our shows. We will also give a little tip in said bumper that the Nickelodeon channel will be off air for a bit. We will give you a free copy of the bumper if you want to watch it again on Blu-ray. Best regards, Nickelodeon Studios." Afterwards, I watched the copy of the bumper they gave me. It was hilarious. SpongeBob wouldn't stop making funny faces, and he worked to fix the logo with the others. I am now willing to watch Nickelodeon again, despite what happened this year. So if you're watching SpongeBob, and you find Patchy telling you to stop watching, listen to him. please. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.